Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic
hits. Hi, Niall. I heard you talking on your show about that mother who caught her son watching porn. I have another situation completely. I caught my husband watching it. I went to bed early one night and he said, pardon me, stay downstairs watching TV. I'm light on my feet and I get out of bed to have a glass of water. When I came down the stairs, I walked into the room and he was watching porn. He jumped and hit the remote in panic and I was so shocked and said nothing and I went back upstairs. I was horrified. The next day I spoke to him about it and he couldn't understand why I was so hurt. I tried to explain to him that he is watching other women in a sexual way while me, his wife, is upstairs. I explained that I felt like he was cheating on me. He couldn't understand it and we got into a big row over it. He said it was completely normal and that it was that I was overreacting completely. I can tell you, it really hurt me. We have gotten over it and I hope he isn't watching it anymore. Yeah, you're delusional now. But I can't be sure. I would love to know your listeners' opinion on this. My husband thinks I'm overreacting. Do your female listeners get where I'm coming from? Would they be hurt if they caught their partner watching porn? Well, what do you think of this woman's email? I mean, I want to get your thoughts on this tonight. Do you think she's completely overreacting? Or would you be hurt if you caught your partner watching porn? Would you be hurt by that? Do you think it's like cheating? Do you think, you know, while you're lying in bed, you know, gagging for it, he's downstairs, you know, playing with himself to porn? Would you be hurt by that? The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Now, let me go to my good friend Monica. Monica, hi, how are you?
How are you? I'm listening to you there now, and yeah. I have the answer ready for you.
Oh, you've written down or something, have you?
No.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be upstairs gagging for it.
You wouldn't be?
Because I'd be inside in my sleeping bag with 13 holes in it, and lucky for some. And if you don't get indoor assistance, you must get outdoor relief. Now, in this house...
Go on.
In this house, there is no 50-50 or 69s or anything like that.
Right.
Because we don't want to upset the clergy. He's his own boss. I'm my own boss. And we might meet between the sheets and we might not. I won't promise anything. Now.
How often would you meet between the sheets?
Well, not that often now, to tell you the truth, because...
Would it be once a week or once a month or once every Christmas and birthdays? Or?
Well, maybe once a week and twice on Sunday.
Would it be?
Yes. So, okay. And that would be quite enough.
That's enough for him. That's enough for him, really, is it?
Yes. Well, why should we give away things for nothing, Niall?
Well, you're not giving away anything.
Like,
you're both giving something
now.
I hate. Pardon me. I hate this idea. Excuse me. I hate this idea of women thinking that sex is some sort of reward for men for good behavior.
Oh, so you hate everything. You hate everything. Ye men think ye own us. Ye just sign on the dotted line and then you say, oh, I love you. But you're trying to think of how you're going to get it into Mary down the road tomorrow night.
I've never tried to think of how I'm going to get it into Mary down the road for tomorrow night. There's a chance. But hang on, Monica. Sex is not a reward. I do hear women saying... He went out and did the grass today and he did a bit of painting. Oh, he's all right. He'll do well tonight. Yeah, look after him tonight. I'm going, we're not pets. We're not dogs. We don't want a reward. It's just a natural thing. Just get over it. You know what I mean? Enjoy it.
No, I don't think you could enjoy it when you have that in your head. That he was, you know, he's looking at porn. Let him look at porn. So long as he wouldn't give me the elbow at 4 o'clock in the morning, I wouldn't give a sugar what he'd look at.
And do you look at porn? Would you ever look at a bit of it yourself?
No,
would you be like a regular to Pornhub?
I have a better body than that person on the television.
Oh, yes. Right. Very good. Very good. So yes. Have you ever seen porn, Monica?
No, not interested in porn. I like the real Monty and nothing.
The real Monty. But it doesn't seem that you do like the real Monty because it's only once a week and twice on Sundays.
No, I just fake it. I pretend I like it, but I just fake everything.
You fake everything?
Yes.
Oh, right.
And I think every woman should do the same, because if you give your whole self to a man, he'll just walk over you.
Oh, Jesus, you're not very trusting, are you? So you fake it. So you just... So everything you do is a fake then, is it?
You
just...
You got too serious since you got married.
No, I'm just saying to you. So you're just lying there doing it for Ireland, like, and you're just pretending.
Yes, pretend. Just look at the fly on the ceiling.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, is that it?
So get it over fast, because look and appreciate it, because you won't be getting it again too often.
Yeah, so make the best of it.
That's it. Now.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. You're cute enough. You have my car. You know the corner I went around. You have me weighed up.
I do. I have you well weighed up now, Monica. At this stage, you're a faker.
You're my best friend, though, I think.
Am I?
I think, but sure. You just went off and got married and never asked.
Never even asked you. Never even mentioned it to you. Never even got your permission.
Yeah.
Right. Sorry about that. Yeah, what's that all about?
That's right. So, you could have said it anyway, like, you know.
Well, I could have just mentioned it to you, yeah.
Yeah. Everybody would have
turned up. Why would you have been the one in the room that, you know, in the bit where they go, if there's any man or woman knows why these two should not be wed, would you have jumped out and went, that's right. I know. Stay there, Monica, you mad thing. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Padraig.
Okay, love you.
Padraig, okay. Don't go. Padraig, how you doing?
Good evening, all fellow patriots.
Jesus Christ. What an entrance. Huh?
He's busting me.
Yeah, what an entrance. Padraig, you're getting back to pornography. I know you have a million things you want to say tonight, but let's stick to what we're talking about. Padraig, pornography.
Yes, Niall, it's very sad you're not talking about the great replacement, but I'll humour you and we'll forensically...
Well, I did. I did talk about it last week twice, you know what I mean? I can't talk about it all the time, you know what I mean?
No, I appreciate
and I, and
that.
I've talked about it a good bit during the day, my podcast as well, so I'm kind of talking about it a lot. It's not like I'm not giving it fair airing.
No, I understand that, but all the other traitors on the main so-called mainstream.
The mainstreamer, yeah. Well, I did hear one of them today. I'm not going to you use that name.
No, don't
mention names. I did hear one broadcaster today suggesting that there's plenty of room in Ireland that we should just keep letting people in, even though he admitted that 75% of the country disagree with him. But however.
Well, no, I'm sure you're all fair with the Red Sea poll. 3 out of 4 Irish people think this is...
Yes, I mentioned this at the start of the show. I mentioned it at the start of the show, Patrick. I mentioned it all.
Yeah, good man.
Thank you.
Okay, getting back to this...
pornography. What would we call it? Pornography. Sins of the body. Yeah.
That would be a polite terminology. It is really a sad indictment of any Catholic country that these dirt boards, let's call them what they are, dirt boards would be having hand shandies. Oh. And do you know what I do with them, Niall? Like, there's no such thing. You can't beat the real thing. Man, woman, the thrill of the chase, Niall.
Yes.
That's what it's all about.
Couldn't agree with you more,
These, let's call them saddos, that have to have hand shandies. You know what I do with them, Niall? I put them out in a chain gang, and I hit them with a cat and nine tails. And by Jesus, by the end of the day now, the last thing they think
God, he's
thinking
not
about
in charge.
It's lucky he's not in charge, isn't it?
Niall, the last thing they'll be thinking about is getting a horn now.
Okay. Padraig, masturbation is the most natural thing in the world, Padraig.
Oh, my God.
No, it's, what do you mean it's the most natural thing? Who said that?
It's a fact that most men and most women masturbate.
Well, I don't know who. not in my network, Niall. But anyway, look.
It's not the kind of thing they're going to go to you, meet you in the pub and say, Jesus, Patrick, you missed today. I had a great old wank. Nobody's going to say that to you. You know what I mean? It's not, people don't say it publicly. I'm just saying people do. And anybody who denies it is lying.
Yeah, but Niall, a Jamaican man said to me 30 years ago, he says, sex is overrated. It's only for procreation, basically. And he says, how long does the thrill of the orgasm... It lasts about 5 seconds now. Then you want to go and read the paper.
Well, hang on. If the thrill is only lasting 5 seconds, you're with the wrong person, Patrick. I'm sorry if you're missus, but I'm just saying.
Well,
or you're not doing something right.
Niall, the average orgasm lasts, what is it, 15?
But it's not the orgasm, it's the pleasure building up to that.
Ah, the pleasure. You're worse. I suppose you're going to talk about foreplay now, are you?
Yeah. Monica knows all about that, but she thinks that's a term from tennis.
4 minutes pleasure for 9 months pain.
4 minutes pleasure for 9 months pain. I don't know Are you two married? Are the two of you in the same bed or something? Because both of you clearly haven't got a clue what sex is all about. If you're lasting 4 minutes or 5 seconds,
well,
as Patrick says.
Well, you have to take us over then and explain it to us and show us how to do it right.
Well, yes, Patrick.
Look, don't insult my intelligence. Google orgasm and you'll see how many seconds of that.
Patrick, hang on for a second. I know the biology. I'm not denying the actual orgasm, or in a man's case, ejaculation, lasts about 5 seconds. I'm not denying that. But the pleasure leading up to it, it's the build-up.
But you know something, Niall? I get more pleasure out of a good shite.
What planet is he on?
Patrick, so what should this woman do? She caught her husband. She went down to get a glass of water. So she's lying in bed. He says, "Ah, your grand love, I'll stay up. I want to watch telly for a while." So she goes down the stairs and she's light on her feet, walks into the room, and he's watching porn and, you know, interfering with himself. She kind of just gracefully went back up the stairs and pretended she saw nothing, but they had a big row about it the next day because she said it's like cheating. What should she do?
Niall, like I said earlier, it's very sad that you have to go down this road. I mean, really, it's disgusting. It's sad. In a Catholic country, they should be ashamed of themselves. Like I said, I put them out in a boot camp. What's the other one? And a chain gang would be actually more apt, Niall. A chain gang and beat the bejesus out of them. And by Jesus, that's the last thing beyond our mind is having a handshake.
I wouldn't sit down for 6 months.
We'll stay there for a second. Let me go to Antonia. Antonia!
Good evening, Niall.
I swear to God, I've never thought this conversation was going to happen on the radio, but there you go. Antonia, so what should this wife do?
Well, first of all, that poor guy doesn't know what he's missing.
No, he doesn't, does he? Clearly, 5 seconds. And as for Monica, about her 4 minutes.
No, I think as long as there's no, it's not interfering with the couple's relationship, the couple's sexual relationship. If it is if he's doing that on his own all the time and she's not included, then it's a problem. It's a problem. But I mean, he could be just watching something on TV and have got turned on. That could have happened.
Well, I get the impression that she realised it was pornography. It was obviously something.
Anyway, I think those porn movies, they're a bit stupid.
There's never a great storyline, in fairness.
Don't look a bit rude. They just look...
There's only so many times the plumber can come to fix the plumbing, you know what I mean? Realistically.
Yeah.
Or the milkman, or whatever he happens to be, you know?
Yeah.
And the women submit.
Where I would be concerned is young children getting hold of the wrong content. And I'm not talking about fairly innocent content. I'm talking about stuff that children their age shouldn't be seeing.
Of course.
And I'm delighted to see, I don't know, I'm sure you do know, that they're after a certain school is after getting all the parents together and decided that children, no smartphone, until after.
After the age of 13,
is
this 13?
Yeah. People power.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. And I think every school should implement the same rule. And it's up to the parents to do it, that they all agree that not just in school time, but outside of school, they don't have a smartphone up to the age of 13. I think it's a brilliant idea, great incentive. But anyway, that's one element of that, of course, with children. Yeah, but Patrick believes that any man... Well, hang on, Patrick. I'm speaking about you, not to you. Antonia, Patrick believes that any man who goes down the route of pleasuring himself needs to be brought out, put in a chain gang and whipped with a cat. What was it? Cat of Nine Tails or something. I don't know. That is just wrong.
Where is the harm? Where is the harm? I mean, if you look at scientifically, you know, what it does, you know, what sex does to you. I mean...
Oh, the serotonin and...
releases,
yeah.
you know, so many things, and I would say that it's probably very good for a man.
Well, it is good because, yeah, you know, the kind of the build up,
ejaculate. Yeah, yes. I'm sure it's very healthy. Mm. So I don't see, you know,
it's very unhealthy. Actually, I was only reading about it a while ago. It's very, actually, very unhealthy. And Padraig, you should know this too, for men not to ejaculate on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Niall, but there's a natural way of doing this, not self-abuse. Tearing yourself asunder. It's a sad indictment, Niall, of the male populace that you look. Maybe in my situation, Niall, I'm a very handsome man. I told you that before. I'll tell you again. When I walk into a room, the women, they nearly faint. I'll absorb.
You wish. Come on, yeah.
You probably heard of a film star in the 1920s. I know you weren't around that. Rudolph Valentino.
Yes, I've heard of Rudolph Valentino. Yeah,
he was a film star, correct? Yeah. And the women used to faint. So I never had to have this problem. I never had to go down the road of self-abuse. Like, it's a very sad indictment. I always get the real thing. The women are crazy about me. So,
yeah, but you're a married man now.
I'm a married man, but Niall, you know something? At the end of the day, it's like
it's not like you're going around throwing it into everybody. I mean, you're relying on one relationship. I assume you're not having sex with other people, so you're relying on one relationship, and sometimes your missus may not be into it.
No, I had many women before I got married. I'm 20 years happily married. Now, listen, Niall, at the end of the day, I appreciate there's a lot of ugly people out there. They can't get a woman, so they have to tear themselves asunder. It's very sad, really.
They're not as gifted as you in the looks department, is that what you're saying?
Well, Jesus, some of them wouldn't even be average, Niall.
I know. I do understand. There are individuals out there, the tide wouldn't even take them out. I get that.
A bear wouldn't hug them. And, like, at the end of the day, now, I know it's sad.
We're all beautiful, really, aren't we? Yeah.
Niall, it's in the eye of the beholder. But remember the old magazines years ago? The internet is the problem here, Niall. That young people are looking at this filth. Let's call it what it is, filth.
Ah, just, Padraig, sex is the most natural thing in the world. You sound like an old Catholic there. Filth, no, calling it filth and debauchery.
Hold on a second now. Sex is the most natural. I'm saying masturbating is not. It's sad. Sad.
So are you saying that the majority of the population, the vast majority, are sad?
Jesus, how do you... was there a Red Sea poll, now? How do you know?
Well, the problem, I'm not going to do a poll on the air because most people won't be honest.
Well,
that's the problem.
No,
of course they won't. If you poll people and say, do you masturbate, they're going to go, they laugh at you or something. They're not going to just admit it.
Maybe half of them will tell them. I don't know.
Antonia, would I be correct in saying, I mean, there's numerous polls out there and research that would suggest that over 95% of the population would masturbate either on a regular basis or have once upon at some point in their lives. I would be correct in suggesting that, wouldn't I?
I would think so, Niall. I would think that is true. Okay. And also, it's a lot more openly spoken about, especially, I notice, among younger people.
Mm-hmm.
They have no problem.
Yeah, that's because they're very open in how they speak to each other. Yes, we're all very... Mm. We still have the remnants of that kind of whole stigma around it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but we're human. We're very visual. It's a natural part of our makeup.
Mm. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And sex is, by the way, a natural thing. It's like eating, running, walking, breathing. Well, it's not like breathing. It's not necessary to have sex. But mind you, it is to some degree because it gives you satisfaction, which gives you pleasure and happiness in life too as part of your relationship. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Joanna as well. Joanna, how you doing? You're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How you doing?
Hello, Adrian.
My name is Niall, actually, not Adrian. But anyway.
Sorry.
No, you're grand. You're grand.
How many times a day does a man need serotonin to be released?
How many times a day does he need serotonin to be released?
Yes.
Well, I don't think there's a particular amount of times.
Do you think this is appropriate that a father takes his daughter's little pink tablet and wipes all her games off it because of his addiction and is able to get an erection looking at his 5-year-old little tablet and masturbate to it?
Now, he's got a problem.
And they're also...
If somebody does that, I remember reading a story about something like that before. If that's the desperation somebody will go to watch porn, well, then they've a bit of a problem.
But it got to the stage where I literally could not walk outside my hall door and walk in, and there would be sperm dripping down my tightest seat. And I would say, because I had two...
Well, Joanna, I don't want to go into your personal story, and that sounds horrendous, by the way, can I just point out. But any man who's in that situation, who feels the need to do it constantly all day, and would use his child's, you know, tablet, for example, and we're not suggesting that anything illegal went on, but the child's tablet to look at it, needs to speak to a professional.
Okay.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, I'm just saying, but that's what I'm saying. I'm not suggesting anything illegal went on. But what I'm saying is anybody who feels that kind of need and urge to do that constantly all day needs to probably seek some help from a professional.
And we did that.
Okay. Again, I don't want to go into your personal story, Joanna, because I can't on the air. But in general, I'm talking about generally speaking. Most people are not like that.
In this country. And people are burying their heads in the sand because... kids that are 13, 14, 15, 16, and there's also men that are letting their families be destroyed by it. They're choosing pornography over their families, even going to sex, love, and addiction groups to try and get help. Their partners standing by them. So, this country needs serious help when it comes to helping.
But most people, Joanna, I understand you've had a personal. I understand you've had a personal situation. And by the way, that's very difficult for you. I can well imagine on a very serious note. But most people are not in that situation. Sorry, Antonia, you're trying to say something there. Sorry, Antonia, you want to say something to Joanna?
Yeah, could I just say, I understand completely where Joanna is coming from, because it took 10 years for them to bring in a law about, online gambling.
Yeah.
So, you know, they may need to do something else concerning this, because that is not right either, what Joanna is saying. And
no, of course
she's
not.
She's quite right. That kind of thing is not right. At all.
Well, it's damaging, just like alcoholism, just like gambling, just like any addiction. It's damaging to the people around you, as well as yourself, by the way. It's self-destruction. So it's damaging to everybody. But the point I'm making, and we started off with a reasonably lighthearted conversation in relation to this woman who caught her husband watching porn, and we can only assume he's not an addict, that most men and women who watch pornography or who masturbate don't do it, you know, 10 times a day, or, you know, do it on a child's tablet or whatever it is. They're not in that situation. Most people will do it respectfully, and most people will do it in the privacy, in private. If you understand what I'm saying. Most people are not addicts. Would that be fair to say, Joanna?
If the children that are out there and are allowed to take their tablets and their phones to their bedrooms and watch whatever, because their parents are not monitoring what they watch, and then they discover that their 16 or 14-year-old has a porn addiction, and they bring them to sex, love, and addiction, because I've been through it all, there's absolutely no proper help out there for children or adults.
Well, I do know the Rutland Clinic, for example, do help people. And by the way, you are right. Sex addiction or pornography addiction is a problem in society, just like gambling, just like alcoholism. Thankfully, yes. Not as dangerous as those other two, by the way, but it's not as costly.
Do you not think that, taking it like for a person to be able to look at, like to be able to even get an erection at a child, his own child.
Okay, you're talking about your personal situation again, his own child's tablet, or using his own child's tablet. And I think you've made that point a lot of times. And again, I reiterate, it's a personal situation and it's desperation to do that. And it's wrong. We all agree, Joanna, it's wrong.
Now, can I just say, I've just said a few minutes ago, the parents actually got together in a school and decided that the children could not have a smartphone before the age of whatever consent.
13, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So if all the parents did that, that would be a great start.
Great help. It would be a great help. Okay, but Joanna, getting back to the story at hand and the woman who wrote in, So she gets out of bed, goes downstairs, and her husband is watching pornography. Is that the crime of the century?
It's disrespectful.
Sorry, Joanna, are you there?
Yeah, I think that's disrespectful.
It's disrespectful. Okay.
Like, the lady is upstairs and he's downstairs in the kitchen or the sitting room masturbating. It's happened to me. I find that very disrespectful.
Mm.
And you know,
would you agree that most of the population do masturbate?
Oh, masturbation, I understand, is part of life.
Yeah.
You know, but would you like your talent to walk down and see you?
No, not at all.
Masturbate.
No, not at all.
You know.
But I wouldn't be in the situation where, you know, I'd be borrowing people's tablets or that desperate, to be honest with you. But in saying that, there are people who are not in relationships, for example, or there are people who are in part-time relationships, or there are people who only see their girlfriend or boyfriend maybe twice a week, and, you know, and they feel the need to do that every now and again. So I wouldn't condemn them for that.
No, I wouldn't condemn them. But when it's when people need help and they're tripping a family apart, where do they turn to?
Well, and you're right. There should be more services available. I'm not suggesting there shouldn't. There absolutely should.
And, like, I know you started off the topic as a light-hearted thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I see the serious aspect of it as well.
Topic. It is actually because I've been to sex work in a group addiction services, and it is destroying families. And people don't talk about it. So people don't understand the seriousness behind porn addiction.
And if somebody is in a situation where they're that desperate and they're masturbating that often, does having sex, because I don't know the answer to this question, and maybe you, does having sex satisfy their needs?
No. And no matter how perfect you try to keep yourself, and no matter how far you think you should go to please that person, pornography is a fantasy world.
Of course it is.
Real.
Of course.
That's not what two people that make love do. They do that when they get into bed.
Yeah.
You know? And then to be expected to become that person just to satisfy your partner, to save your relationship, that's not healthy.
No, you're right. And there is unrealistic expectations. For example, every woman is not a porn star. Every man, by the way, is not a porn star. Every man can't keep an erection for 2 hours. You know, I mean,
no.
So there's an unrealistic expectation of people because these movies are made by editing them. So we get, I understand that.
Look at just the girls of today compared to, say, 20 years ago. They're getting their lips done, their boobs done, their teeth done. They think they have to look like, you know, like these, because they are seeing porn, they think they have to look like, you know, this thing that's not real, because mm-hmm. it's not a real world, it's a fantasy world. And it is used that as well up today in this world of technology, think they have to look like this, like the nails done, the skulls tan done, the lips done, the eyelashes done, the
yeah.
hair done.
Yeah.
You know, it's very unhealthy, and nobody is, like, even the government, like, nobody is taking into account that just how serious this is getting. Like, in 10 years' time, this is going to be like, you know, like you have heroin addiction, alcohol, gambling, and so on.
So you believe the addiction to sex and pornography is going to become worse? Well, pornography as we know it now, the online version of it, so to speak, has been around realistically for the last 15 years.
Yes.
So I haven't seen it getting much worse over the last 15 years since it's been around.
Well,
I mean, in my day, Joanna, all you had were, you know, pornographic magazines, which were illegal in this country, by the way, unless your mate went to England and bought one. So that was all you really had. You know, and then along came videos. And that didn't destroy the world. Now, my issue, like yours, is children. And I agree with Antonia.
That being allowed technology way too young.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. A child shouldn't have a smartphone under the age of 13.
And they certainly shouldn't be allowed to go to bed, right?
No, absolutely not. You're absolutely right. Because it destroys their sleep patterns, apart from anything else. But getting back to the situation, with the exception of people who have an addiction, and Joanna, and I do empathise with the situation that you were in and how difficult that must be and must have been. And it must have been very difficult for you. And I couldn't possibly try to understand that. And I don't know, I'm not a doctor, but I'm assuming there's an issue there medically as well, where sometimes people can have too much testosterone. That in turn can create an excess of libido. But saying that, I would like to think that there's some sort of not cure for it, because there's a cure for the opposite way around. So I'm assuming there's some way of suppressing, you know, that testosterone or something like that. I don't know if there is or not. But that's something for a doctor to discuss with a patient.
Well, all I know is the advice that we were given was group sessions once a week.
And was there any medical intervention, like tablets or anything like that?
No medical intervention, just you'd go to a local parish and there would be a room and it would be for, like, a sample, and it'd be for excess of an addiction, and you'd go in and, you know, everyone would, if they wanted to share, they would share their stories. And some stories, I'm not going to share them because that's, you know, that's very private. But some children were asked what the length that people from the age of 15 up to the age of like 70, the length that they went. One went to Tesco just to access their Wi-Fi so they could download pornography and then go home.
Wow.
And the wife would be in work all day. And
they went to Tesco, into the store or into the car park? Into the store itself?
No, they go into the store. You buy something, you can then access their Wi-Fi.
The Wi-Fi, yeah.
They go into the toilet, they would download pornography onto their phone, and then it'd be downloaded. They'd have videos, they'd go home, they'd have videos for the day.
And by the way, sorry, just for interrupting, why wouldn't they just do it at home? Why wouldn't they just use the Wi-Fi at home?
The partner would remove the Wi-Fi box from the house.
Oh.
Trying to help.
Right, I get you. I get you.
The addiction that was an agreement that was made in sex, love, and addiction.
That is as bad as alcoholism or gambling or anything else then in that situation, mm-hmm. then, isn't it? If they would go to those lengths to do that.
Yep. And then when she'd come home from work, it would all be white. And as far as she's concerned, nothing was on it until one day she came home from work early and found out the truth.
Right. That's
it. Even got so bad that hookers in Amsterdam started.
Started what?
You know, so.
They were like private chat rooms with hookers in Amsterdam?
No. Traveling to there.
Wow.
So I think for the sake of the youth of their country and their children and our teenagers, thank God I got them right, and I'm very proud of them. But in order to protect the next generation of teenagers growing up, there's going to be even more technology. Like, there's a lady in Sweden who's had a chip put in her hand, and she can literally just scan her hand and pay for things, and, you know.
Yeah, like, I've seen that.
In 10 years' time, where will technology be?
Oh, no, I know. And that concerns, particularly with AI now as well, that concerns me too, you know, that we won't actually, there will be individuals in this world, like in Japan, for example, where they have a huge problem at the moment with childbirth rates being so low because people are not having relationships anymore. People were having relationships with artificial intelligence, and that's going to be a problem in the future. And something that we need to address, and that's why there needs to be regulations brought in for AI. But getting back to this woman who's found her husband, you know, she says cheating, watching porn and masturbating, you think that she should take it very seriously?
Well, obviously, it depends on, like, the situation.
I know at the start, I made it very clear that I was against it, and we agreed, you know, okay, that was fine. He said that was, you know, he respected my decision that perhaps he would not be a part of the relationship. Little did I know, the addiction was there even before I got into the relationship.
So it was happening behind your back anyway. Yeah, okay.
The girl that I didn't actually hear the first start of the show because I had the power washer on when I got the call.
The power washer. Okay. Yeah. Okay, well, do me a favor, Joanna. Just stay there because I want to go to Alex just before the break. Alex, how you doing? You're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How you doing, Alex?
How you doing, Al?
I've been listening to Joanna. Look, that's the serious side of the coin. Absolutely. There are people with addictions to sex. That can cause a huge problem in a relationship. I can only imagine what I can't imagine because, you know, I've never been subjected to that. But I can imagine it must have been very bad, just like alcohol or gambling or drugs or whatever it is. But generally speaking, do you have an issue with pornography?
No, not at all. Me and the missus, we talk about it ourselves. She's in the third trimester there now, so I'm not.
Congratulations!
Thank you very much. Yeah, so I'm having to pull them off myself.
Oh, okay. All right.
Have to look after myself.
All right. Okay. And why? Well, you can still have sex with you if she's pregnant.
Oh, she can, but it's just
awkward.
It's just awkward, and she's not very comfortable most of the time.
I know. Okay, that could be difficult, of course. And again, it's only if she wants to, obviously. I spoke to Antonia before I was talking to you as well, and Joanna, and people seem to be in denial in this conversation tonight that the majority of the population masturbate.
Oh yeah, no, I'd be at it like not as much now as I was when I was younger. Because when I was younger, I used to be at it about 5-6 times a day.
Wow,
most of the time, like
5 or 6 times a day.
Oh, that was back in the teenage years now, but yeah. I think the record was 12.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I don't know where you'd find the time for that even, but go on, yeah.
But that was even back before smartphones and tablets as well, back in the early 2000s.
And as you get older, the testosterone level drops down and the libido drops down a little bit. You don't do it quite as often, yeah.
No, exactly. Plus, I used to collect the old page threes out of the sun.
So that was good material at the time, was it? Nowadays pornography is a lot more accessible than it was when we were younger because it was just magazines at the time. Nowadays, it's the click of a finger, literally the tap of a finger, you can get pornography. Do you think it's too easily accessible?
Sometimes, yeah. A lot of the time, it's way too easy than it was back then. Like, I remember first time. Like it used to be a trek and a half to try and even get a bit of porn. You'd have a mate of a mate of a mate who found an old Playboy there in the dick somewhere.
Yeah, or he was over in London for the weekend or something like that. Yeah, and he'd buy one for you. Yeah.
Yeah, or you'd be hounding your mate's older brother to go into the shop and get us an old magazine there.
So what do you think, just getting back to this woman who came down the stairs, so she's lying in bed on her own, he's downstairs and said, you're grand, I'll stay down here and watch telly. And then she comes down kind of an hour later and he's, you know, fiddling with himself and watching porn. How do you think she should react to that?
I think she's just being a bit too self-conscious.
Oh, okay.
If she's
Joanna thinks it's disrespectful to her.
I don't think it's disrespectful at all. If she's that self-conscious about a fellow watching a video on his phone of a couple at it, then what's going on in her mind?
Yeah, Joanna, I don't always think it's disrespectful if somebody is, you know, in a relationship and they're masturbating. I don't always think that's disrespectful.
Well, if that girl is, you know, comfortable and, you know, if they have a healthy relationship and she's no problems with it, and it's not like he's, you know, at it behind her back every time her back is turned.
Mm.
And there's a healthy sex life and she is pregnant, you know. That's okay, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm talking on the other extreme, you know, whereas, and I'm happy for that couple, like they're pregnant. And if she's happy, you know, that he masturbates rather than goes out and cheats on her, you know, while she's pregnant.
Well, I don't think that's the choice. Either I masturbate or I go out and cheat on you. I don't think that's the choice. You know what I mean?
But, to be fair,
most men don't cheat. Some do.
No, most men don't cheat.
No.
But, you know, it does happen.
Of course it does.
You know, it does happen. I wouldn't say a lot of the time. Like, I'm not putting men down.
Alex, does your other half, who's pregnant, does she know that you do that?
She doesn't acknowledge it.
Oh, okay. so it's private, yeah.
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 It's not like a standard.
Yeah, you don't walk into her and go, how are you doing? I just crack one off there. You know, no. While she's making the dinner or something. While you were making the dinner, I just went upstairs and crack one off there. I hope you're okay with that. Yeah, I know. I understand.
Yeah. I'm not going to walk into the kitchen and be like, "Here, love, guess what I'm after doing."
I'm very proud of it. Right. But listen, good luck with the baby, by the way. When's the baby due?
October.
All right, congratulations, and I hope it's a very healthy and successful birth, and I hope the two of you are very, very happy. Is it your first?
Yeah, it's the first one.
Okay, good luck with that, okay, and I hope it goes well for both of you, all right? All right, listen, thank you for your honesty, by the way, Alex. Joanna, thank you very much indeed, and thank you for sharing your story, Joanna. And I'm sorry to hear that, by the way, that you went through such a difficult time, and at the end, that relationship actually broke up, and I couldn't blame you, actually, if that was the situation that was happening. And Tony, thank you for getting involved as well, and everybody else, even Patrick, by the way.
Real people, real opinions, Real Talk Radio, the multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic.